Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming Thursday, May 20th, broadcast live from their studios in Texas on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30 a.m. and the video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. 28,525 head to be offered this week, 12,500 yearling steers, 7,400 yearling heifers, 3,600 weaned calves, and 2,800 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to the website, SuperiorLivestock.com. Or as always, call Superior Livestock for more questions, more information, 800-422-2117. Remember, you can go to Superior Livestock's website to find a rep near you or to register for a buyer number. Our next Superior Video Livestock Market Auction coming Thursday, May 20th. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, March was a record-breaking month for U.S. red meat exports as they raced to a record performance, with pork and beef exports each posting the highest monthly value ever, reaching a combined total of $1.6 billion. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says this underscores the importance of export market diversification.
A new record on pork, but I think the exciting thing going on here is it was really broad-based growth across many different countries. We've been talking a lot about China here lately, and China had a decent month, but it was actually down 8%. So for us to see growth, a lot of countries had to step in, and there's a lot of good things going on from a demand standpoint on pork across a lot of different countries around the globe. We saw dramatic growth year on year in Japan, for example, up 11%, and then, of course, Southeast Asia, we saw dramatic growth with ASF in the Philippines. Mexico was up, Mexico and Central America. The Central America region has a lot of things going in its favor. Of course, we have the CAFTA agreement, which gets us on a favorable playing field in terms of inbound duty rates and access.
Hallstrom also said the food service industry is coming back.
But the other thing that's going on is that the food service sector is really starting to open up post-COVID. We're even starting to see tourism within Central America rebound.
Beef export growth was also broad-based, but led by a surge in exports to China.
March stats for beef were record-breaking. First time we've broken through that $800 million level for a single month. And once again, pretty broad-based results. Korea was one of our leaders. We were up 7% there. And of course, the real story incrementally is really China on the beef side. 14,500 tons compared to about 500 tons a year ago. The supply chain on the live animals is expanding, and demand for high-quality grain-fed beef we're seeing expand on the demand side as well. And similar story is what we talked about on pork. The Latin American region is rebounding. So Central America, South America, and even Mexico had pretty good numbers.
For more information, you can go to USMEF's website at usmef.org. Well, average sales prices for high-quality land in many states are at or near the peak prices that we've seen since January of 2014. That's according to the Farmers National Company's internal estimates to be released in June. Land values have taken a sizable jump in the past 6 months, and the new levels reflect that move. For instance, the company says the June 2021 value for Illinois will be $12,300 per acre versus $12,500 per acre in January 2014. Estimated price per acre in Arkansas was $5,000 at the start of 2014. Now it's $5,600. Ohio's at $8,000 per acre, and now it's at $8,150 per acre. Each January and June, Farmers National Company publishes its estimates of the average sales price for the better quality cropland that's observed in each of the 18 states. Estimates are intended to show the trend in land sale prices in each state and not reflect individual sales that may be higher or lower. You've got farm news on Ron. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.